From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Today, Governor Spencer Cox announced the two men he wants to join the Utah Supreme Court. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
Earlier this year, the legislature expanded the state's highest court from 5 to 7 seats. To fill those new vacancies, Governor Cox is appointing Jay Jorgensen and Stephen Dent. Unlike the state's current justices, both have never been judges. Jorgensen currently works as senior counsel for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dent has been a federal prosecutor in Southern Utah since 2019. Each has clerked for federal judges and worked at law firms. Cox picked them from a pool of 12 attorneys nominated by a commission. Both Jorgensen and Dent said their judicial philosophies are originalism and textualism, views that are especially popular in the conservative legal community. Cox still needs to appoint 2 more judges to the Utah Supreme Court. That's after one justice resigned and another is retiring. Martha Harris, KUER News.
A sample from a dairy farm in Utah's Cache County tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as bird flu. Now farmers there are under mandatory weekly surveillance. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Avian influenza is a viral infection that impacts chickens and poultry, but can also infect lactating dairy cows as well. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food was notified of the positive test result on June 1st. They say they are working with producers in the area to mitigate the spread. Now, every dairy farmer in Cache County will go through a mandatory check to ensure the disease has not spread. Avian flu is serious. If not contained, it can spread through whole herds, severely impacting their health and milk production. Farmers and workers are being asked to report any signs of the illness in their poultry or dairy cattle to the state veterinarian's office. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Tribal Head Start programs across the country are helping preserve native languages and culture through early childhood education. A new report looks at how the Federal Office of Head Start is handling the tribal programs. It finds enrollment challenges, staffing shortages, and delayed communication from the agency are creating uncertainty.
Tribes will, for example, submit a plan for their under-enrollment and then not hear back from the agency for months and months.
Catherine Lahren is a director with the Government Accountability Office, which conducted the review. She says tribes emphasize that language and cultural education are critical for the next generation. The Office of Head Start says it plans to improve communication with tribes and identify why delays are happening. This is Arches National Park's first season without the timed entry reservation system, so the park is now using other strategies to handle crowds and traffic. Those include encouraging people to get passes ahead of time and using handheld tablets to get vehicles in the park faster. Arches just had its busiest April since 2021 with more than 180,000 visits. Sam Wehner is executive director of the Canyonlands Natural History Association and spoke with the Times Independent. He cautioned against drawing a direct connection between the visitation increase and the absence of timed entry. You're listening to KUER News.